And I'm joined on the line by PhD student at the Fitzpatrick Institute at UCT, Kaelin Pariachi. He's just done a study on the levels of DDT, which of course is an incredibly toxic pesticide in our environment. And they use, very often, they use birds of prey to measure the health of the environment because they are apex predators sitting at the top of the food chain. And this is what Kaelin's study was all about. I am so delighted that he is here now to tell us more about it. Kaelin, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us.
Good afternoon. Thanks for inviting me.
Why in the first place did you choose to study the bird of prey relationship and the chemical DDT?
So, as you mentioned, birds of prey are an important part of our environment. They sit at the top of food chains and they act as our ecological barometers of sorts to give us a good indication of environmental health. And we've seen from previous studies done out of the Fitzpatrick where things like DDT were being picked up in areas where they legally were not supposed to be used. And so that interested us, and we wanted to dig a little bit deeper to see, what are the status of this type of pesticide in the environment, and get a little bit of a better understanding, so we can hopefully promote future work on this pesticide and other persistent organic pollutants.
It's amazing to me that at one time DDT was in fact considered a friend of human beings. You know, we used it rather effectively to treat disease.
Yes, yeah. For generations, in fact, there's still these quite funny historical posters that talk about DDT being our friend and protecting us from just about any disease. And it's true. DDT is extremely effective at protecting against things like malaria, which we know in Africa is a huge problem, and it does protect the population quite well, but it has terrible side effects on the environment and long term side effects of that.
And talk to us, Kaelin, about the findings of your study.
Okay, so what we looked at primarily was at the monitoring of this pesticide, specifically in birds of prey, as that apex sentinel species. And what we found that was quite shocking is that the majority of the monitoring on DDT in birds of prey comes from countries and continents where this pesticide has actually already been banned. So 95% of samples collected to monitor this pesticide comes from just North America and Europe. But if we look at the global south, where this pesticide is still in use, we know surprisingly, shockingly, very little, and there's even less monitoring than what we expected when it comes to this in these areas where it's still being used today.
Why is that?
Oh, there's a few possible reasons. One of the biggest one is funding to study this pesticide. Mm-hmm. And so we just don't have the resources necessary to study it and monitor it at the level of the global north of the developed world. And also it comes down to expertise. We don't have as many ecotoxicology experts as the global south. As the global north does. And so these all compound together to kind of hamstring us when we're looking at these types. Not just DDT, but many other persistent organic pollutants too.
Kaelin, there are reports that some raptors were literally almost on the brink of extinction because of DDT. Can you tell us a bit more about that?
Yeah, in fact, the peregrine falcon, which in Cape Town, the people living in Cape Town are very lucky to have these peregrine falcons living and flying within the city itself. This species was almost completely wiped out in much of Europe and North America because of DDT. DDT was linked to what we call eggshell thinning. And so basically what that means is eggs became so thin that when the females incubated them, they ended up crushing these eggs under their weight. And that caused a huge decline, not only in peregrine falcons, but many other species. The peregrine falcons were kind of the poster species for this terrible effect that DDT had on specifically birds of prey.
Why is it that DDT is even still being used in some countries, particularly in Africa, as you say?
So it's primarily being used as malaria control. I mean, it is, as I said, it's one of the most if not the most effective pesticide when it comes to controlling malaria. And most of Africa still has very high levels of malaria. And so the gamble was taken, or the decision rather was taken to use this pesticide because to save human life for you.
Are you at the end of your studies now, Kaelin, or are you going to pursue this further?
Yes, you know, well, the PhD itself is coming to an end towards the beginning of next year. But I personally am, in fact, looking at expanding this project, creating a little bit more awareness about DDT and other persistent organic pollutants, and hopefully being part of the movement to create more ecotoxicologists in the country, trying to push towards higher monitoring of DDT, not only in birds of prey, but also other wildlife in South Africa.
Good. Well, I do hope you'll keep us informed of your progress. And thank you for joining us this afternoon. That's Kaelin Pareache from the Fitzpatrick Institute of African Ornithology at UCT, just talking to us about the relationship between DDT and birds of prey.